Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Vielen Dank, Erasmus, für diese wunderschöne Zeit.
Thank you so much, Erasmus, for making all my dreams come true.
Köszönöm szépen, Erasmus, a felejtetetlen élményekért.
Vielen Dank, Erasmus, für die wundervolle Unterstützung.
Большое спасибо, Erasmus, за все чудесные моменты и замечательных людей, которых я встретила.
Merci, Erasmus, pour un séjour formidable.
Hello and welcome to show 143 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and I guess you recognized that our intro sound today is a little longer than usually. Today, we present a show which is going to focus on the European program called Erasmus, named after Erasmus of Rotterdam. However, the name also stands for European Community Action Scheme for the Mobility of University Students. So, university students can apply for Erasmus grants when they want to study abroad within Europe. Therefore, we will hear different opinions about this mobility program and the opportunities students can gain by studying abroad within the Erasmus framework. In our first category, Absolutely Basic, Adelheid Korb is going to tell us what the program is about and which preparations students have to make.
Next year we'll celebrate its 25th birthday.
Okay.
So by that time, they will have moved more than 3 million students all across Europe.
Then, in our second category, Absolutely Experienced, I will interview Timo Schneider. He's back from his semester abroad in England, and he will tell us what exactly he had to do to get a grant. Furthermore, he will give us an insight into those cultural differences he personally experienced in England.
I've been to a football game, and in front of me there were a lot of guys. They were really big and had strong muscles, so they remind me a bit of some hooligans. One moment, I tripped on the toe of someone of these guys, and I thought, oh, what shall I do? I just thought this will get very worse.
In our last category, Absolutely Working, Carsten Ritterath is going to tell us a little bit about his personal Erasmus plans. He also wants to go to England, but he will do an internship in a big company. He will share his experiences with us and tell us which job he will have to do in England.
My football coach, Heinz Becker, told me that he worked at this organization. And so I asked him if he can ask for me for a personal discussion with his boss. And in this way, I get closer to this organization.
But now let us start with our show. Nowadays, it is more and more important for students to internationalize themselves during their studies. This means they have to leave their comfort zones and broaden their horizons by studying abroad. In order to initiate this process, the European Erasmus program was founded almost 25 years ago and has been giving out grants for the internationalization of students. Adelheid Korb is a bit of an expert on the Erasmus program. She's responsible for the so-called incoming students at Rhein A campus, and she knows a lot about the grants. She will tell us which countries in Europe are taking part in the Erasmus program and what benefits students can expect if they decide to go on an Erasmus exchange.
All the countries that are in the European Union are involved in the Erasmus programme, plus some additional countries like Switzerland, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Turkey, Iceland, mm-hmm. and so on. So the Erasmus network is far greater than the European Union itself. But it's a programme that was originally developed by the European Union. And next year we'll celebrate its 25th birthday.
Okay.
And the goal is that by that time they will have moved more than 3 million students all across Europe.
Now, are all countries equally popular with the students, or are there some favourites?
There are some favourites, and I nearly said unfortunately, because they're the same three or four countries. For example, Most people, students taking part in the Erasmus program going out are from Spain, and Spain is also the most popular country for students to go to, and France, UK and Germany rank among those four top countries. And I just wish that students would be much more adventurous in the choice of the country to go to. I wish that they would go somewhere where they have no idea what the culture is like, what the country is like, because this is the real Erasmus experience, finding out about a culture that is in Europe, but not a lot of people know about. And language is not necessarily a problem, because nowadays the common language for communication is English, and it's also a good idea to learn a bit of the relevant language spoken in that country. So I wish people would go to Lithuania and go to Turkey and other countries that are off the beaten track. Not only will it look good on their CV later on, I think the personal benefit of having done this and of not having taken the well-trodden path, but I think that students should put a little more thought into the choice of where they would like to go.
So that is the individual advantage for an individual student. Do you also see an overall benefit for Europe?
Ideally, in the future and in the near future, we will have people in influential positions who have the Erasmus experience, which means that they have experienced another country, not only on a holiday trip for 2 weeks, but they know about different cultures, they know how to behave within those cultures, they know how to move in and out of cultures. And I think this is for the benefit for the whole of Europe, so that we know more about each other, that we understand each other better. And I think this is the main purpose of the programme.
I think Adelheid is right. For good Europeans, it is essential to understand each other better, particularly in the context of the recent discussions about financial solidarity between the European member states. Just imagine for a moment if the discussion about the financial aid for Greece was held between politicians who had all done their Erasmus semesters in Greece when they were still students. Now, this means that eventually the whole continent of Europe will benefit from the ongoing Erasmus exchange program, because we will have more and more decision makers who have spent some time abroad. One of the students who took part in the program and who will certainly benefit from this semester abroad is Timo Schneider. He's back from his stay in Worcester, England, where he studied at a partner university of Rhein-Ahr Campus. In our second category, Absolutely Experienced, we learn how he heard about the program, what motivated him to put in an application, and of course, which benefits he got from his stay. Timo also shares some of his intercultural experiences in sports, where he noticed that his previous stereotypes really did not help.
I've heard about Erasmus directly at the beginning of my studies during the introduction week, when all the people who went abroad told us about their experiences. So I directly thought, okay, one day I also want to be there on the stage and tell everyone about what I've experienced abroad. And so, yeah, I went to the international office and asked for information. And then finally in the fifth semester, I went abroad.
Now, you went to England, and most people would think that England is very similar to Germany. But did you have any intercultural experiences during your stay?
I can say it's totally different to Germany, because the people are completely different. I can just say one example. I've been to a football game, and in front of me there were a lot of guys. They were really big and had strong muscles, so they remind me a bit of some hooligans. One moment I tripped on the toe of someone of these guys, and I thought, what shall I do? I just thought this will get very worse. And so he just turned around and said, oh, I'm sorry. And I thought, okay, what's going on? So, and this is what all the people are like, so they say sorry for nearly everything. And so it's really easy to adapt and to integrate into the culture.
Did you try out any new things while you were in England?
It was always a dream for me to play football in England, because I'm playing football here in Germany. And so I joined one of the football teams, and this was also different to Germany, because the football culture is also different. If you play in a uni team, it's more like a religion. So you are part of a group. group, and it doesn't matter what you do, you're still a part of that group. Even if I'm now back in Germany, I have contact to a lot of guys, and some of them visited me, and so this is a bit different to Germany, because here everyone goes home just after a game or after training, and that's it. And so in England, it's more kind of celebration. If you have football, then afterwards you go out for some drinks, you talk a lot. There are one or two days or fixed days during a week where everybody knows, okay, we're going out now with the football club, and okay, the English guys, so they really drink a lot, so this is also not a cliche. Yeah, but it's much fun. It's also good they have this pub culture where at around 5 or 6 o'clock a lot of business people are coming there, and also young people. It doesn't matter what age you are, come together, sit together, have some drinks, and just have a good time.
Now I wanted to ask you a little bit about the administration of Erasmus.
Yeah, I have to say, for me it wasn't too bureaucratic, mm-hmm. because the process of applying for the scholarship, for the program, was really easy. I just had to write a letter of motivation and my transcript of records, and that's it. And okay, then I had contact with some Erasmus officers 3 or 4 times, and that's it. And afterwards I just had to write a report, and with the credits I just had to find one professor who talked to the people who were responsible for the credits.
Now, when you were in the country, what did you think about the English food?
You know, the problem is, if you're in England, it's not really easy to get English food. It's just, if you go to pubs, you get this pub food, and this is English food. And I think this is the reason why a lot of people think English food isn't good, because in the pubs, the quality isn't really good. Mm. But if you go to a good restaurant with English food, it really tastes good.
Is there anything you would do differently if you did the same trip again now, if you went on Erasmus again? Is there any advice that you can give to people who come after you?
I would give the advice, next to your studies, try to travel as much as you can in this country. I didn't prepare for traveling through England, and at the end I really regret this, because I think I definitely have to go back to England, and to, or not just to England, also to Scotland or to Ireland, and to see a lot of cities or places which I haven't seen during my stay. So this is the advice I can give.
Gosh, it is good to hear that Timo did not actually encounter any huge bureaucratic hurdles with Erasmus, and that he even enjoyed the English food. I also agree with his advice that exchange students should plan in some extra time to travel around the country they visit and experience life outside the partner university too. In our last category, Absolutely Prepared, Carsten Ritterath, a student of business administration, reports about his preparation for an internship in England. His football coach helped him find the English organization, where one of his tasks was to compare English and German approaches to health management in companies. Carsten managed to get a grant from Erasmus Placements, and he tells us what he needed to do in order to apply for this. He wrote a letter of motivation, a curriculum vitae, he took part in an intercultural seminar, and he had to pass an English test. I took this interview with Carsten some time ago, so in the meantime, he's already back from his very successful Erasmus stay.
My name is Carsten Ritterath. I'm 21 years old and I'm studying social health service management in the third semester.
Now you have a big plan ahead of you. You're going to, is it London?
Yes, it's near London. It's Milton Keynes. It's about 40 kilometers from London away. And there I want to do my internship.
Now, what is your plan for the internship?
Okay, I work at Team Prevent. It's a healthcare organization, and my football coach, Heinz Becker, told me that he worked at this organization, and so I asked him if he can ask from me for a personal discussion with his boss, and in this way I get closer to this organization.
Can you tell us a little bit what the kind of work is, or don't you know yet?
I don't know exactly, but the work has to do with preparation of workers on his workplace. And so they don't want that the people get ill, so they want to prevent people for illness.
So what are you going to do as a German who is doing an internship?
I will do a comparison between the English and German companies. It's one company with two different names. The organization in Germany is BRD. And the organization in London is Team Prevent. And so I have to say what are the positive things in England and what are the positive things in Germany, and so to improve the speed of progresses or something like that.
I'm sure you've had a lot of preparation for that.
Yes, I have to look for a room to live there for my time in England. And you have to know it's very expensive in London, so you have to see how you can finance the time there. I tried to get a scholarship for my time in London from EU placement, and therefore you have to write a letter of motivation, a curriculum vitae, and you have to do an English test, and that's what I am doing before my time there.
Okay, so we are keeping our fingers crossed so that you will get the scholarship. That scholarship will give you some money, I understand. And do you also get money from the company where you work?
Yes, I earn 400 euros per month in my internship there. And eventually I can get 350 euros through this EU placement internship. And that would be very nice for me because it's very expensive in London. And so I hope so that it will be the right way.
What do you expect to get out of this visit to Britain?
I hope that I can do a personal experience that I've grown up, because I live in a small village with 2,000 people, and I never was away from home more than 2 or 3 weeks. And I think it would be very different and sometimes difficult for me to live in a big metropolis like London. But I hope that I enjoy it and I'm happy to go there.
All the interviews we've heard today are meant to encourage young students to study abroad, and programs like Erasmus can be very helpful both for your studies abroad but also for an internship in another country. Now that's it for today. We learned a lot about the European program Erasmus, which is going to celebrate its 25th birthday next year. We learned how the program can be of huge benefit for the growing together of a unified Europe, but also for the individual students who are taking part in it. Timo and Carsten are only two examples of millions of students who have received support by Erasmus. It is an amazing opportunity for everyone, and I can only recommend, go out and step out of your comfort zone. Walk in the footsteps of Erasmus of Rotterdam. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 16th of September. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Vielen Dank, Erasmus, für diese wunderschöne Zeit.
Thank you so much, Erasmus, for making all my dreams come true.
Köszönöm szépen, Erasmus, a felejtetetlen élményekért.
Vielen Dank, Erasmus, für die wundervolle Unterstützung.
Большое спасибо, Erasmus, за все чудесные моменты и замечательных людей, которых я встретила.
Merci, Erasmus, pour un séjour formidable.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.